When your air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hello! Hello, hello, hello.
No, not never again.
Never.
Hi, guys, and welcome to Nick Tuck Not Giving a Fuck. This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women.
This is all about being unapologetically yourself, owning who you are and allowing everyone else to be who they want to be, unless we want to slag it off on the podcast and that's it to us.
Coming up on today's show, guys, Lauren is finally spilling the beans on her stunning Ryanair flight.
Ashley is giving us some serious bargain buckets here. Like, I'm talking £100 savings on these products.
And we have a girl who turned a very sticky situation into a very sexy one.
On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com and you can also get in touch via WhatsApp. So that means voice notes as well, so we can play them out in future episodes. Also, we want your stories. So we want to know your hacks. We want to know your beauty questions. What are you laughing at?
What's Lucas doing?
Rummaging around his room. Anything embarrassing, tell us, because it makes us all feel better. Lucas has just stuck the finger up. It makes us all feel better about ourselves if we hear that other people are ruining their lives. Anything you want to know from us. We're a community here, guys. So get in
touch.
We are. And we are one big community group chat
thing. One big dysfunctional family.
Yes, that is what we are, which I'm really used to.
Me too.
That's what I've got at home. Okay, we're back in surgery.
Ashley. Why do we have to do
so that? I didn't see you last week because
we've not seen each other for so long.
I was on my holidays.
Shock. Lauren was on holiday.
I was on my holidays. So I feel like I've got quite a bit that we need to catch up on. I like it when this happens, but it means that the episode normally ends up with us like blah, 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 blah.
Right. Sit yourselves down and get ready for blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So tell us about your holiday.
So first thing I want to discuss is the Ryanair flight.
Right. Go on. Because you wouldn't tell any of us.
No, because I just thought I'll tell you in person. So we got on a Ryanair flight. Now, when I book my flights, I don't really look at who the provider is. I just look at like what day it is, what time it is.
Isn't Ryanair meant to be the shittest one?
Horrific.
Jet2's to be
brilliant.
The best.
Yeah. But I always just thought it's a plane, you just get on it.
And EasyJet's not great.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, booked it. It was Ryanair. Didn't think much of it. And I would never look. I just fucking book whatever time's right for me.
Agree.
And then I realised why everyone says they will never fly with Ryanair again. So, first of all...
You'll be on a fucking Ryanair flight next
Oh,
week.
I will. Like, if I need to get a flight, I'm not saying I'm never going to fly with Ryanair, because if I want to get to somewhere and they're flying there, then I'll go. But the shit. So, first of all, I had an argument with one of the... steward, what are they called?
Stewardess.
Now? Stewardess? No, I don't think that's right. Cabin crew. I think that's what we call it now. There's different elements to this. The argument that I had. So it was, we were going to Mallorca for the weekend. So it was full of stag and hens. There was actually a really nice hen party that said hello to me and stuff. But there was a group of Scouse men.
The worst.
Now, I love
girls,
Scouse
stay,
women.
Stay away from Scouse men.
I love Scouse women. Men, not so much. I mean, the voice, there was
we're
a
not being Scousist.
Scousist. So there was a big group of them. So all
they,
I could
when
hear,
they're together, they're very...
It was like a foreign language. I couldn't even... And one of... And there was younger ones, there were older ones. And they took over. And obviously, I ended up sitting...
And you, when you're with kids, you feel very protective of them. Look,
my mum, I don't know how this happened, was a bit further away. Sat next to the kids.
Lucky bitch.
And I don't know, depends what you call lucky. And I was on my own because we checked into you late. And I never ever pay to sit together. I'm not paying for that. Anyway, so normally you just end up sat together. So I was there in the midst of all these Scouse men, right? And I was tired. And all I could hear is like, yeah, right, lad, yeah. Right, everywhere. So I was in a bit of a bad mood. But let me tell you something. Don't trust fucking
men in general.
The conversation. Not just scalp, no. Men. The conversations I heard. They were all planning to shag when they got there.
Yeah.
They all had wives and girlfriends.
And when they all get together, can I just say an ick? Men walking around together on a stag do. Yeah. And they're all like...
Yeah, they're all giddy.
Yeah. No.
And they're all like, yeah, lad.
It's not cool. And also, they're only going to go like to a brothel or something anyway, aren't they?
Or shag people that probably aren't even as fit as the girlfriends and wives at home. So I'm sat there, nothing else to do but listen to their entire conversation. There's a guy behind me. Okay. He's got a girlfriend.
What was his name?
I'm not saying.
No, this is like, there's a TikTok trend where they go,
if you fella such and such.
James from age 25 to 28.
You've been cheating on. Yeah. No, I actually did. God's honest, my memory is horrific. I did know his name because I thought I'm not going to say it. And I've genuinely, God, I can't remember it. I couldn't tell you. Anyway, he sat behind me. And next to him is a girl that they'd met at the airport who was going to meet her friends out there. And he's got a girlfriend. I've heard him mention this girlfriend. On the other side, there's another guy who's talking about his wife and he loves his wife.
At least these people are getting mentions.
Yeah, they were steaming, right? Anyway, I kept standing up to turn around and look at the back of the plane to check on Thea and my mum and the other one. And I turned around and they were snogging.
No. Already on the plane?
Full on snogging. And I was... getting angrier and angrier because I thought,
and
your
this
missus,
girl heard
she
him
knew
say
that.
That.
Yeah. They were talking about this man's girlfriend.
Was he fit?
No.
Was she fit?
No.
Oh my God. It's not all about looks.
No, I'm saying no because I'm annoyed at them. So then I'm sat there and I'm fucking raging. I'm thinking, your missus is at home. Have you had a safe flight, babes? Oh, yeah, it was good. Thank you. Anyway, and then I turned around and I looked through the gap. They were holding hands as if they had been a holiday romance. They are holding hands and he is stroking with his thumb her hand.
No!
Like you would do with a partner, right? Anyway, the man next to him at the beginning of the flight is like, oh, this is my kid, showing his kid, love me wife and all this. And I thought, oh, go on, you're all right. A few beers down them, an hour and a half into the flight. He says these words. Are any of your mates up for it then when we get there? Right, so I'm getting really angry at this point.
And what did the girl respond?
You've got a girlfriend. Why are you saying that? He went, yeah, but what happens in... I don't know where they were going.
Magaluf,
what happens?
Stays it might have been Magaluf.
I don't know. What happens in Mallorca stays in Mallorca.
Oh, cool.
Great. So then, except chlamydia, because you're going to bring that home. So then, I'm looking around and I couldn't hold it in. And at the end, you know, when everyone stands up because you're all waiting to get off and stuff, which is pointless anyway, because you have to just stand there. One of his... the lads goes, eh, you've been at it. Look at you with your holiday romance. And I thought, this poor girl at home. And I just turned around to them and I went,
Lauren,
I went, I went, well, you've got a girlfriend. And his face, he was like, and I was just looked at them both. And he went, she went, I know, I've said that. And I was just like, and I was so
and
angry.
And you're just as bad.
And you're just as bad. So there's another bunch of stags that I saw in the airport. And one of the men there was in his 50s and he had no teeth. And I heard one of the men say, do you know what? His missus made him take his teeth out for the stag. She wouldn't give him his teeth. So she said to him, he had no front teeth. He must have had like an implant. And she said to him, if you're going on that stag do, you're not having your teeth. And he had no front teeth. And they were all,
go,
girl. So she basically said, you can go, but you're not having your teeth. So he's gone there with no I was crying. Anyway, so that's one part.
That's absolutely hilarious.
Now let me tell you, I'm just getting my notes up because I wrote the silly cow's name down.
The girl.
Oh, she openly gave... No, not the girl who did the cheating. This is the staff from Ryanair that I wish to make a complaint about. So, they're a bit loud and I'm in the middle of it. So, potentially, I look like I'm with them because I'm in the mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just before we
you
sat
got
off...
tarred.
Granted, the seatbelt sign was on and I hadn't seen it. Granted, I stood up and turned to look again because I was a bit worried that Thea and the other one was with my mum and that were they all right? So, I turned to look and she went, sit down. So I just like, she went, the seatbelt sign is on, sit down. I was like, a bit taken aback. And I went, I'm just sorry. I didn't realise it was on. I was just checking. And then she said, I have told you to sit down and have some respect for me. This, she said this to me.
Yeah, but you don't know what she's probably been being abused not my, by.
Not my, and I agree. It must be such hard work. I fully agree with that. And I thought, you know what? And I just went, I said, don't talk to me like that.
Lauren.
No, Ashley, she was shouting at me. I'd not done anything. I went, don't talk to me like that. I said, I was just checking on the girl. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. And she was right in my face in front of everyone. When she walked off, some other people were like, that was absolutely bang out of order. And I was just really shaken up. So I thought, I just waited. And you know me, I'm not letting it go. It's not going. So I thought, I'll get you when you come round offering drinks. So she came round and I said, excuse me. I said, come here. And I didn't shout because I don't. I just said, the way you spoke to me then was absolutely out of order. I said, if you'd have just said, please sit down, I would have said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise. And that conversation would have been over. I said, I'm not with these people and I'm not drunk. I said, treat me with respect and don't speak to people like that. And I will respect you. And she went, and I went, what's your name? This is funny because I would have done this. She went and wrote it down on a piece of paper for me. She passed it me. As if to say, tell who the fuck you want, because I'm protected, because we're all protected because of all these nasty people. And her name was, she was horrible, horrible. She had a full-on argument with me. And I wasn't arguing, Nuria. She was horrible to me.
Ed told me that Ryanair flights, the man that owns Ryanair, like literally just wants to make as much money as possible.
Yeah, fair enough.
And he said that Ryanair were going to have paid standing seats on aeroplanes.
No.
Like near the toilet area.
Wow. Honestly, I was disgusted in how she spoke. I was really, and when I spoke to her afterwards, I wasn't aggressive. I said,
okay, we let it go now. Breathe. Right. So
I'm
dress
really
code.
Jet2, however.
Jet2, yeah.
Brilliant, actually.
Yeah.
And how about you on private jets? How do you find stuff?
I don't go on private jets.
Okay. I've heard enough of my own voice. You tell me a bit of an update before I go back to ranting about something else.
Right. Dress code, it says here. What have you got to rant about this?
Right. No, it's your... You speak for a bit.
No, come on, tell us.
Okay. So I went to a James's cousin, engagement slash baby shower on Saturday. And James sent me the invite. I didn't really read it. I just checked where it was. It was a big invite, you know, just whatever. And I'm in the car and I'm wearing...
baby grow.
No, actually. a pair of really nice, I'll tag them, Levi jeans, but they've got no waistband, so they're right on the hip. Really,
yeah,
have you seen?
Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God, they're so nice. And I had a bright, it sounds horrible, but a dark bright pink body on. I thought I looked nice anyway. So we're in the car and James happens to be wearing a white t-shirt and some shorts, fuck knows. And he says, just check the address because I don't know exactly where it is. So we're about 5 minutes away. So I just got it up. Dress code.
Black tie.
White.
No.
And nude. I am in a hot pink.
But why? Why a dress code?
There just was. It's James's cousin. And I'm wearing a hot pink. And I looked at him. I was like, did you know there was a dress code? And I don't know anyone, really. Do you know there's a dress code? He went, no, I didn't know. And then later on he goes, yeah, I replied and said, nude, does that mean you're naked? I went, so you did know there was a dress code? I was like, I don't know anyone. I'm about to walk into a room where everyone is in white.
What did you do?
I just did it. I couldn't go back then. It was, honestly, and I don't get nervous.
Did the lady care?
Not one bit.
There was...
I walked in, I said, I'm so sorry. And everyone was looking at me because I wasn't wearing white. And everyone was in white and nude and I absolutely wasn't. And
when
I
there's dress codes, it makes me really want to not go or rebel.
Yeah.
But there was a TikTok, I'll find it for you, and a girl turned up to this wedding wearing, literally, it looked like a wedding dress vibe. And so many people were like saying that people had done that to them and they'd spilt wine on them and stuff like that.
Really? I do think my friend's getting married in August and every dress I've looked at, if it's been too white or cream, then I
just
wouldn't.
No, it's just a known thing.
It's just a no, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't wear black.
I would wear black.
I know. I don't know
that's
why.
That's acceptable now.
Is it? Because yeah. I've still got this thing like, should
I was watching again a reel the other day and it was like top 10 wedding guest outfits, ooh, right?
I could do with that.
Well, they were so inappropriate. They were cut down there. They had bits cut out on the tummy area.
So this is the next thing, right? So
like,
I thought this. So my friend has just bought a stunning dress. It's like £300. Absolutely beautiful. She's wearing it when she goes to Cannes. And I thought, ooh, I could borrow that for the wedding.
Yeah.
Now, I looked at it and it's like high neck and then it has a triangle missing there. No. And in my head, I thought, not appropriate. But then I thought, what? Am I right in saying that? Yeah. And my gut feeling was, no.
Definitely
I wonder why.
Not. Just like
you need to keep it classy.
Yeah, exactly. Right, hangover cure tip.
I feel like I'm being interviewed for this pod. We asked for hangover tips and I had a few that were the same, which makes me think it's good. Anti-travel sickness tablets.
Oh, those ginger ones.
No, like the proper ones that you get. You can get them over the counter at Boots.
Really?
And they're tablets. I don't get travel sickness, but I know people do. And apparently if you take them before. I don't know about after, but before, it doesn't give you. Do you know the next day when you've got that, like, shakes and the sick feeling? And a few people sent it to me and said, take that and
there
you
sort
go, it.
Girls.
So I'm going to try it. I've not drank for ages, but I'm going to try it. And you haven't either, so.
No, I've
That's
not.
That's the good thing about being pregnant. You don't have a hangover.
Yeah,
or the
but
fear.
Then you do feel hungover.
All
like,
the time.
All the time. Like,
you don't get the fear.
All of my friends, like, if they've been out and stuff, they'll text me like, I'm so jealous that you're pregnant.
That's what I do. Every time I've got a hangover, I think, I wish I was pregnant.
Yeah, there's like, you just can't drink now when you're pregnant. And it's...
You can't drink at all.
No, you can't drink at all. And I'm kind of like, I might just keep the sober.
Don't lie. Are you about to say, whoa. Are you about to say you're going
December,
sober?
So that's going to be a very
boozy
Christmas.
It's a very boozy time. Were you just going to say that I might
I'm
just continue this and going
to
the
room.
Sober? Yeah, fuck that. Like, yeah. It's Christmas.
Exactly. What a good time, yeah.
Do you think? How do you feel about it being just before Christmas? Because that to me is a hell time to have a baby.
Fine.
You think, are you like...
Why? Why would
I don't
it
know.
Be a hell time? I can get everything ready just before I go.
Theo was born, well, same time as Saskia, end of November. and I just found the pressure of, I don't know, it's your third, mate. You kind of just crack on now,
exactly.
Don't you? Maybe it's just with the first. You know, to like have Christmas and be Christmas.
No, I'm just going to lie in my pyjamas.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Drinking wine and eating food.
Eating cheese.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to keep the fat up.
Yeah,
I'm staying fat till January.
So this is another good thing about having a winter baby.
You can wear the clothes.
You can wear the jumpers. You can remain fat until...
And when we say fat, we don't mean fat. We're talking about like
fat yourself.
The fat mentality of I am going to eat
what I want.
Like I just have Quavers for breakfast.
Yeah, you can keep that until like Jan and then start with everyone else.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a summer baby,
you either
have to wear t-shirts, shorts, vest tops because it's boiling and you are more body conscious.
Yeah.
That's the worry about a summer baby, isn't it?
I mean,
but,
you always feel shit after anyway.
But a summer
baby,
you can go out in the pram. Whereas
walking.
I feel like a winter baby, I felt very stuck inside.
I have just got one of those treadmills off Amazon.
What treadmills?
The foldaway ones.
Would you go outside?
No, but for like at night when the kids are asleep
and stuff like that.
They're meant to be really good.
Really?
I've not set it up yet.
I do very little cardio.
Yeah, but just like walking when I'm listening,
because
I listen to books and podcasts and stuff.
Well, I've listened to two over the weekend.
Go on.
No, I'm not speaking anymore.
Right, okay.
Tell us, you've written here. So what we do when we've got updates, we make notes of them so that we don't forget.
Yeah.
And one of the things on here, on Ashley, says Chanel bag.
Right,
go
okay.
On, man.
So I've only ever bought one Chanel bag from the shop.
Okay. Is that the pink one?
The pink one.
Yeah.
And that was just before the price increase. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say how much it is and... This is obscene, but it was £3,900.
Right.
So I bought that.
But we'd done really well. You
yeah, we'd done really well.
And it was your treat.
It was my money.
Yeah. It was your
like,
treat, wasn't it?
It was my treat. And I'd
I remember
wanted
you
this
getting it as your treat
pink
when we did
bag
well.
For ages. Anyway, I got it. And the week after, it went up to £5,000.
What an investment, though.
Right, no, listen to this. So I was like, I want a classic
black
Chanel bag.
How much are they?
No, listen now, it's vile. So I wanted the black caviar one with gold hardware,
yes,
which is small size, so it's this big.
Oh, not the bigger one.
No, it's small. So it's that big.
Yeah.
So I usually buy my bags off like resellers and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But even now, the Chanel ones are like close to the shop price. So I found a used one and they wanted a lot for it. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, a grand extra and I can walk in the shop, like, pick the one I want.
More than a grand
And
you can enjoy the experience of going to the shop and getting it.
Yeah, so I was like, when I'm in London, I'm going to go to Chanel and have a look at the bag. And I went in and they got a few out for me and they are all different, to be fair. Like, the leather, and you have to fully inspect them. And I was like, how much is it?
Were they nice to you?
Yeah, in London, they're really nice. Okay.
Because they're not in Manchester, are they?
Well, do you know what? If you get the wrong people, no, they're not nice. But there's two that are really nice.
Okay.
There's a man called Matthew and a girl called, I think her name's, she's got brown hair, she's lovely. Anyway, you ready to hear how much a small classic flat?
So like this big?
£8,150. And when I stood there and looked at it, I went, nah. I can't.
If it was a bigger,
no, even that,
no. I mean, like, no, as a bag, absolutely not. But
what the fuck?
8,000
for a bag that they've always got in stock, that
not a limited, nothing
like. And a lot of people do have the copy ones, which is absolutely no shade, fine. Yeah. But imagine how fuming you'd be if you sat down and your mate went, well, I got this off the fence or in Dubai the other week or Turkey, or and it was the exact same. You'd be like, furious.
Oh, my God! Furious. And the thing is, as well, I lose everything.
You'd have to put that bag on your home insurance.
Absolutely. The fear of carrying that round with me and losing it or being drunk scratching it. Whereas your mates next year loses it and buys another because it's snide. Like, that must be 8,000.
I'm just holding out for one off, like a second-hand one, but even the second-hand ones are 7.
The only thing that I can, in my mind, justify that type of money is watches.
Yeah, a watch.
That's the only
and
thing.
And a Birkin.
See, I'm not into, like, that's not thingy to me.
Want if you walk in the shop and buy that Chanel bag, it'll only be worth 8,000 whatever.
If you
walked in and got offered a bit, like, they don't have stock, got offered one, you walk out, depending on the color, it can be worth onwards of 20,000.
Yeah, totally get that. So for an investment, and watches the same, but like, kind of, I could put a lot of money into a watch, but a handbag, that's the only thing that I could put
like
a lot of money
what
into.
The hell, the dad sandals, £1,600
just
for a pair
really,
of sandals.
Really? How much are the Hermes?
The Hermes Chai Pre ones.
Yeah.
I think I got mine years ago. I was one of the first people to get them and I paid, I think it was about £700.
No, the fluffy ones.
Oh, they're over a grand,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I haven't got them. The fluffy ones are really expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, but
I prefer them over the dad ones.
The Chanel dad ones, yeah. I bought a pair of Hermes boots while I was in London, and they're absolutely stunning. And they've got the buckle, like the bag over
the
front.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I've seen them. I've seen them. Really nice.
But Ed hates them, so I'm going to try them on properly when
I
get home.
The good thing with things that are that expensive is you can sell them.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, and then you can just
I took all of my bags into Lux Cheshire where I go, like, which is down the road from my house, and they just, every Friday, I get transferred money of stuff that they've sold.
Yeah, it's perfect.
But I'm on a rotation now.
One in, one out.
One in, one out policy.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not spending $8,000 on a fucking handbag.
And I'm glad
you
said that.
That's disgusting.
You've redeemed yourself.
But, like, that's like the swimming costume. Do you remember that?
That's...
Like,
how
Chanel
much was that?
$2,000 or something.
And how? Okay, how is that a swimming costume more expensive than some sandals? Do you know what? The prices don't
make sense.
Just one little thing before we go to the break, Ashley. Just tell me very quickly what your thoughts are on Threads for Instagram.
On Instagram. I am not doing it.
I knew you wouldn't.
I'm not doing it. I've got too much.
I thought, I can't even handle the app I've got.
And then I saw, as soon as I put it in the group chat, the Threads thing, I saw that you went, I'm now on Threads.
Yes.
And I was like, what are you doing?
I don't know and I won't keep it up.
What is it?
I can't even do it. I can't do it. It's Twitter.
No.
Instagram. I can't even do Instagram. Like, it takes all my time to even try and do that. I can't even manage to do TikTok, so I don't know why I did it. It just was, my friend said you should do this, so
it's getting silly, this.
It's taking a lot of time management.
A lot. Right.
And I've still not got myself a paid blue tick. I'm bringing in there.
Wait, no, we had another news article. I sent it you.
Oh, yes, when Claudia was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Add that onto your blue tick.
Add that onto my blue tick list. Right. So we've rabbited on. And now we're going to have a little break. And then we're going to be back with our bargain bucket and Slutty Susan. But first.
Are you, my friend, a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Bitch, do you set an alarm on a Wednesday and a Friday, ready for a new release? Do you laugh out loud whilst on the train or driving to work? Well, why the hell don't you tell your nearest and dearest about Nip Tuck? Spread the love and spread the pod. Share the episode on WhatsApp. Put your quavers down. Stop scratching your bum and share us.
Share it. Share it, hons.
When your air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Welcome back.
Right. Bargain bucket.
Right. Okay. Is everyone sitting down? Have you got your pen and pad?
Not if you're driving. That's really unsafe.
Really unsafe.
Normally we do bargain bucket in our bonus, but
we're going to bring you
there's something
now.
All I'll say is there's something big. So, real big.
There's a man that wants to talk about
something big.
A dog. A dog with a bone? What is it you say?
I'm going to see a man about a dog.
Right.
Or you say you like a dog with a bone. So there's a man that wants to talk about a big dog.
A big bone.
So on, yes, a big bone.
We won't say anymore.
Yes,
stop,
enough.
Stop.
So we're going to do that on the bonus. So we've switched things around a little bit for you.
Right.
Go on.
Girly whirlies.
And boy boys.
Right. So Elemis Cleansing Balm. You girls all absolutely love that. We are not a fan, are we, Lauren?
No.
We like the Pericone one, though.
Yes.
The Chia one.
Yeah, I don't like the
Elemis one.
I don't like what's in it.
It's very scented. Like, it's a spa product, basically.
It's but giving rash.
You all love it, and, you know, you do you. So they have bought a dupe of that out in Marks & Spencer, and it's called the Pure Balm Cleanser. So that is a dupe of the Elemis Cleansing Balm. So that's £46 versus £10 at M&S. Now, next one, the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream. Everyone loves that product.
I don't like that either.
No,
I think it didn't do anything for me. I found it a little bit thick and it just didn't do anything magic to
me. But people absolutely love that Charlotte Tilbury
Magic
Cream.
No, they do.
I've got a friend who has to have pots of it like everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. And they do, like, at Christmas, they bring out a massive
so she
one.
Gets
she
everything.
Always gets it, yeah. So anyway, Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream, they bought out Revolution Pro Miracle Cream, which you can get in Boots and John Lewis, and it's £10 versus £79.
£79 is a lot.
Next one. This one, we need to try, Lauren. It's meant to be absolutely amazing.
Okay.
The Estee Lauder Double Wear is £38, and that is like
I think that's an okay price for a foundation.
It actually is, and it's a really good product. But Makeup Collection, you know, Collection 2000.
Oh, is it them?
Yeah, Makeup Collection, they've changed the name, has bought out...
Good, I'm glad they did. They had a
Lasting
connotation.
Perfection Matte, £6.
So you could save yourself £32. You could go to and get a pizza and a wine instead.
How good is that?
That's really good.
Next one, Dr. Jart Sikker Pear.
It's the tiger grass cream, which I've mentioned before, that gets rid of the redness.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
Is it? Yeah. I've never tried
it. No, it is.
It.
It is. It's good. There's two different types. It's good.
It's £32. And Primark have just bought one out for a fiver called the Tiger Grass Cream.
Try it. Let us know.
Try it. This is the
this
big one.
This is big.
Have you used the Creme de la Mer moisturiser?
Don't like that either.
No, honestly, I love it.
I tried a sample. I didn't like it.
I could go through pots of it.
You're drier than me.
I'm so dry. Mm. Anyway, I absolutely adore the Creme de la Mer moisturising cream. It's £160 for a tiny pot, right?
See, for me, that you would be better going and having facials, like, and having more, a little bit more medical. I don't know. Whatever.
I have one in, and when my skin is really dry, I put it on, and it does make your skin glowy. But anyway, we found a dupe, and it's called the Aveen. Have you seen that brand? They sell it in Boots. White and orange. Aveen Sikaflate Plus Restorative Protective Cream, £7.50. I read through the product.
Ah, this is what I was going to ask.
The ingredients are the same.
Really?
Minus two or three.
Wow. That is a few pizzas and wines.
So yeah, Aveen Sikaflate Restorative Protective Cream.
There you go, go get it.
Go bargain.
Bargain. Bargain bucket.
Slutty Sue. Here she comes.
Slutty Susan's on her way in. Remember Susan Boyle?
Do you know if we were making Slutty Sue?
I'm not saying she's a slut.
Into a person, what colour hair does Slutty Sue have?
Black.
Okay. I was going to say blonde, but she's got black today.
And can I just say, do you not remember when people used to say slag black hair?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said it.
Right. And
box dye black.
Yes. So she's got black hair and I feel like she's pale.
With red lips.
Yeah, with red lips.
And maybe a thing that you've got.
How? Is that my mole is slutty.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when Dawn Ward said on...
to miss it.
The housewives. What's that on your face? It's like that, a current.
Thank you.
No, it's a little freckle, isn't it?
And she would smell of menthol fags.
And overpowering.
Charlie perfume.
Yeah, overpowering, really strong.
So Kiss Me.
Remember that.
Remember that. Anyway, here she is.
Here's Susan. We've really painted a good picture of her. Hi, girls. I just want to say that I love the pod and what you stand for. You guys literally helped me through what I thought was... What I thought at the time was the lowest point ever. Imagine feeling like you're sat in rock bottom's basement. We've all been there and it never lasts, darling. Some background. I was in a 10-year relationship from the age of 16. Very rarely works. Got engaged at 24. Had a house together, a dog. Basically living bliss. I'd never slept with anybody else. Anyways, he was on a lad's holiday.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry, I was just pre-reading. He was on a lad's holiday and I was at home cooking myself some dinner while watching Come Dine With Me on his iPad.
As you do,
babe. All these messages kept popping up, so I'm just swiping away. I wouldn't have done. So I'm carrying on watching someone fuck up a stroganoff and probably doing it herself as well. The messages keep coming and I notice it's a conversation. So I look at his messages. He had also booked and paid for two girls to come with him on his lad's holiday. They couldn't make it, so he was just going with the lads. I say nothing. I kept the iPad with me like it was worth a girl, like it was worth 10 billion. Just screenshotting, this is what we've taught you, and evidencing everything. I did it longer than the holiday. I kept it going for months. This is what you do.
The receipts.
There were multiple women, at least six. Don't blow your load early, girls.
Don't blow your load.
Never keep everything.
So even if
never...
it means you're about to blow your load, get in your car
and
drive screaming down the road.
Don't let them know, because what you need to know in these situations...
They can make
a lie. Yes, and you want to know how serious is this.
Yeah.
Because normally they'll say, oh, I made a mistake. Well, not for months with six people. You need to know what's going on. I fully agree with this and I recommend this to everyone. Mm. Keep your cool. I go to work. This is what I've done. I print off every single screenshot, even order them per person. Go on, girl. I take them home. I leave them on the dining table. Get the dog, pack a bag, fuck off out of there. Oh, I love this. Rented an Airbnb for a month while I got my shit together.
Good girl.
This, if anyone's listening, this is the kind of energy that you need to have right here. Don't give them time. Don't ask them. You're out. It was awful. I thought my life was over.
Oh,
of course she did.
Goosebumps.
Oh, my God. I've got PTSD. You do. You think your life's over. But once it's happened more than once, you realise it never is. Anyway, this is the part where you girls help me realise I'm a bad fucking bitch. After a good 6 months of thinking nobody ever wanted me, I wasn't good enough, etc., etc., which does happen when these things happen to you, my friends convinced me to get on Tinder, even if it's just for attention. So I did. Even though I knew it wasn't anything serious, I got attention a lot. And I loved it.
Well done, girl.
I never planned on meeting anybody, but this one guy was just, oh. She said groans. Did you like that groan? How many times have I faked it? A man, a manly man, a proper man. Because the men that do that shit to you aren't proper men. They're just looking for attention. They're baby boys.
Weasels.
After a few days of chatting, I think, fuck this. Invited him round. He turns up to my house, wash bag in hand. And I said, what's that? He said, it's my wash bag for the morning. Oh, I'd be wide at this point. I replied, you won't be needing that, hon. And this is when he walked through the door, grabbed my hair, threw me up against the wall and walked me to the bedroom. We proceeded to have the best sex ever. He railed me like the man. I'm like, I've got goosebumps. Once
like
finished.
The man he was.
I got up. I went to the living room, poured myself a champers. Well done to me. I've got goosebumps for this girl. I asked if he wanted a glass. He said no. So I replied, well, you best get your wash bag home for the morning then. I've never
She kicked him out.
He left and I never saw him again. He still tries to contact me now.
You must have been a good
later.
Shag.
No, it's not even about the shag. It's the power that
she
gave.
The balls.
And because at this point, she wasn't looking for anything serious. So women, take advice on this if you're single. They
Don't
can smell
Debbie
it.
Don't be Debbie Desperate.
Debbie Desperate. She wasn't looking for anything serious. And
she was
could
exuding.
Smell it. She wasn't like, oh, yes, stay overnight and maybe in the morning
and
we could go for breakfast. No. Know your worth and get that dick, girl, is what she said. Once again, thank you both for reminding me that getting dick isn't being a slag. And if I want it, I've got full-on goosebumps. I love you both and wish you all the success and happiness with the pod. Right.
We love that.
That gave me full-on goosebumps. That is everything that we are trying to teach you women. Not to go and shag, but if you want to, do it.
Do it.
Get your evidence.
He's been shagging.
Get the evidence. Put it to him. Fuck off out of there. Yeah. You know you're going to feel like
Do you
shit.
Know?
We've all been there, but own it. Don't sit and cry.
She will have been glowing. For days after that.
And then every man that she met after that will have felt the glow because she got the confidence from that. So she's like, and then that's it. This happened.
A beacon of glow.
A glowing sex and power.
Yeah.
And men are like over that. They can smell you
like
a mile
if you
off.
Walk down the road and you're like, am I good enough? Am I enough?
Yeah.
Or if you walk down the road and you go, I am more than enough.
I am amazing. Head held high. My posture is something I've been working on. I slouch a little bit and I've looked at women that don't slouch and you the shoulders are back. And you notice them much more.
That's what I was talking to my friend last night who lives in Dubai now. And she was saying that there's so many prostitutes out there.
That are
absolutely. She was like, I like going out just to look at the girls.
Like
she
they
said
are.
Like they've had like the best work. And she said some of them that aren't even that attractive. She said the way they walk around and like smoke a cigarette and like
hold themselves.
Look at you and hold
because
themselves.
Because they have power over men.
Men, yeah.
Because their job is for silly men to pay, I say silly, you know, whatever, but to pay them money and they give their service and men need and want them. And that gives
and
them
And they've got men
power.
Figured out.
They know what they're doing. They are using them for their job. So that then gives them power. Mm-hmm. So when they go out, they're one above the men.
Yeah.
So they're already like, and this isn't just, I say this for women, men as well. If you go out on a night out, men, straight, not straight, whatever, and you exude confidence.
We're not being cocky though.
No, men can sometimes go cocky. Just keep it confident.
Yeah.
Confident about yourself.
But smile.
Confident people don't need to be over push how great they are because that then makes you look a little insecure. So men that hold themselves well, women will come to you. They will flock to you. Listen, do you know how many ugly men I've been out with? Well, we all know. and not all of them, but often it was their aura and they didn't think they were ugly. So I didn't. They had all this confidence. So I thought, well, you must be then. And trust me, men and women, this works.
Now, girls, if you've got a slutty Sue.
If you're a slutty Sue.
Then send one in.
please.
You can email us hello@niptuckpod.com or WhatsApp us. Basically, if you've got any man tips.
Yeah, do you know what I love about this? Any women now will read that story and feel quite empowered. So if you've got similar, I like these stories where you got yourself together, you did, you were a boss bitch, because I think anyone listening then gets courage and strength from that. So I think more of that.
Do you know what? I remembered something really bad that happened to me the other day.
Right. Okay. Do you want to talk about it, hon?
When I was at uni, and we thought it was hilarious at the time. It was in my first year of uni, and I was in my uni halls with all my friends. And we had this lecturer that was like a bit younger than the others, but he was still like in his 40s.
Okay, do we need to
he sent me a message on Facebook.
No.
Really inappropriate.
Really inappropriate. You must have been fit. Well, you weren't that fit then.
No, but he sent me a message on Facebook and it was like, can I take you out for a drink and stuff? And I showed all my friends and we were all found it hilarious. But I was like, that's not funny.
Do you not think things have changed so much? So this is something we were talking about when I was at James's mum and dad's the other day, and we were all having a big chat about it. And we were saying how men and women, and it isn't fair at all. So, for example, Gemma's son, Tyler.
Yeah.
I say to, he's 16, 17 now. I've known him since he was little, but I make a joke. I go,
your son's fit.
Your son's fit. Yeah. Tyler is smashing it. And she loves that and it's nice. And I'll be like, gosh, she'll put a picture in with him because he's dead muscly now. And I'll be like, bloody hell, when did that happen? And that's fine. If a man said about a 17-year-old girl, fucking hell, Kevin, your daughter's sexy, it would not be okay.
It would not.
So I'm just saying it's really unfair that.
Anyway, the world is unfair.
It is really, really tight.
We're
sometimes
just here to bitch about it. So you can get in touch. Remember, on NipTuck, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us hello@niptuckpod.com. Get in touch on WhatsApp. Get in touch on Facebook. Get in touch on Instagram. Just basically, girlies, get in touch. Yeah. And boys. And yeah,
go and review us. Give us a 5-star. Tell it to your friends. Review us. Go to your friends. Send us some pictures. Send us some stuff.
Love you.
We love you very much. And we will see you at the bonus episode. Not to give too much away again, but we're seeing a man about a
bone.
A big bone. Have a lovely rest of the day, girls and boys. And we'll see you Friday.